This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that Russia wants an end to the war in Ukraine and all armed conflicts end with diplomatic negotiations, but also took a moment during a news briefing to criticize the Patriot missile defense system the U.S. is sending to Ukraine, saying that it's outdated. He said, okay, we will take this into account, and an antidote will always be found, so those who are doing this are doing this in vain, because it's just a pulling of the conflict, that is all. Putin told reporters that the Patriot was quite old and did not work like Russia's S-300 system. North Korea's foreign ministry denied a media report it supplied munitions to Russia, calling it groundless, and denounced the United States for providing lethal weapons to Ukraine. The North's official state news agency KCNA reported this on Friday. Japan's Tokyo Shimbun had reported earlier that North Korea had slapped munitions, including, or shipped munitions, including artillery shells, to Russia via train through their border last month, and that the additional shipments were expected in the coming weeks. The White House said Thursday that the North has completed an initial arms delivery to private Russian military company, the Wagner Group, to help bolster Russian forces in Ukraine. The North Korean ministry statement did not make any mention of Wagner in its statement. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has passed a massive $1.7 trillion spending bill Thursday that finances federal agencies through September and provides another significant round of military and economic aid to Ukraine, a day after the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his dramatic address to a joint meeting of Congress. In remarks, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that this bill will also help many Americans.
Here's who it helps: working families, parents who can't afford childcare, pregnant workers, students, and so much more. It's one of the most significant packages for women across America, including protections for pregnant workers, part of the Momnibus, and new moms who will now get 1 year of postpartum care.
Meanwhile, the House January 6 committee's final report asserts that Donald Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election and failed to act to stop his supporters from attacking the U.S. Capitol. Details from VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Nearly 2 years after the worst attack on the U.S. Capitol in two centuries, documenting allegations former President Donald Trump actively encouraged the insurrection. Democratic Representative Elaine Luria.
For 187 minutes, he actively disregarded his constitutional obligation to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. As we've established through months of investigation, that is because the mob wanted what President Trump wanted: to impede the peaceful transition of power.
Based on the evidence gathered, the committee has referred Trump to the U.S. Department of Justice on multiple criminal charges, the first time that has happened in American history. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
China has sanctioned two U.S. individuals in retaliation for action taken by Washington over human rights abuses in Tibet. Foreign Ministry said in a statement Friday that Todd Stein and Miles Yu Melchun, along with their close family members, would be banned from entering China. Any assets they had there would be frozen, and they would be barred from contact with people or organizations within China. The Minister of Higher Education in the Taliban government on Thursday defended his decision to ban women from universities, a decree that had triggered a global backlash. Discussing the matter for the first time in public, Nida Muhammad Nadiem said the ban issued earlier this week was necessary to prevent the mixing of genders in universities and because he believes some subjects being taught violated the principles of Islam. Via remote, I'm Tommy.